all that I can be. And maybe one day God will show me what I need. Right now, I'm not so sure about myself. Will I ever turn and face myself and learn to fly? I've always heard that mirrors never lie, but that's not true because I see a man but feel a child. There are some of us who can hear a voice inside, a truthful voice that says, yes, you were born to fly, you were born to fly. We were born to fly high. We were born to fly, and so was I. I ask myself, what will I come to be? I have a choice now, so I guess it's up to me. Maybe I will make a difference in this world. Maybe I will teach enough.
Aloha, I am your host, May Leilani, and this is the Universal Spiritual Connection, a place of shared unity and equal common ground for all peoples and cultures, a unity not built on separation and blindness, but a solid foundation built on respect for all walks of life, molded by the thirst of the people for change. In unity, bridging the gap, for we are the voice of we the people. Mahalo to all the listeners of Pal Talk and BBSRadio.com. Our call-in numbers are toll-free 888-389-3452 and 877-489-6350. Our direct lines, same area code, is 530-776-5185 and 876-9916. I am truly honored to be with each and every one of you. It is always an honor to bring you powerful and empowering information to propel you into your futures. I'd also like to announce, I cordially invite all of you out there that's tuned into this radio show. I have opened up my show for sponsorships and advertisers. I haven't done that in the past 3 years, so I'd like to personally invite you. I know that many of you are in service and have many great gifts and talents that you are sharing worldwide to be of service to our sisters and brothers worldwide. If you are interested in sponsorship or advertisement with the Universal Spiritual Connection, you can contact me at imdivinelight@aol.com, or you're welcome to call me, area code 480-255-6198. And also, you're welcome to call BBS Radio and just let them know, and we will do everything we can to support you of being in service to humanity. I have been very excited about this show this evening. I have a very, very special young man on this show tonight. He's going to bring forth some very powerful information to empower you into many areas of your lives. Many of us have been struggling for quite some time now, and as you're all aware of, my true heart desire is to bring forth the empowerment that will help assist you in powerful tools to do make a difference in your lives. On that note, our guest for this evening's name is Dan Klatt. And let's go ahead and give our guest for this evening a warm welcome to the Universal Spiritual Connection. Aloha, Dan.
Aloha, Leilani. Thank you for having me on your show.
It is truly an honor to have you, and we're very excited on having you with us and listening to all the wisdom and knowledge that you have to share with us tonight.
Well, thank you. I think we have some very important stuff to talk about, and I think it fits in well. And by the way, I want to honor the work that you do with this radio program. You're really reaching out to people and giving them an avenue for positive change in their life, and I support what you're doing immensely.
Oh, thank you, Dan. Well, you know, I've always been very clear that I have a responsibility and accountability to the people. And, you know, I say it over and over again, for we are the voice of our hearts. And, you know, it's not about the show, it's about the people. And I'm sure you will agree with that as well.
Yes, 100%, Leilani. May I just share a quote that will, I think, frame our discussion tonight?
Absolutely.
Okay. This I read yesterday on CNN, in a news story, I should say, on my phone, and it's from President Barack Obama. He says, quote, "Now is the time to act boldly and wisely to not only revive this economy, but to build a new foundation for lasting prosperity."
Ooh, powerful words. And if I may, I'd like to impose on you once again, if you would, and read this quote again.
Yes, absolutely. This is the quote exactly. "Now is the time to act boldly and wisely, to not only revive this economy, but to build a new foundation for lasting prosperity."
Wow, that is incredibly awesome. But with that, you are extremely well known by many worldwide as Think and Grow Rich Man, and I want to welcome Sedona, Arizona, where you're living, to the show with us this evening. So it's so fun to have Sedona with us tonight.
It's a beautiful place, and it's a powerful intention, so thank you for that, Leilani.
Thank you. I want to say to our caller on the line, I want to personally thank you for your patience. If you can hang in there with us, I am aware that you are there with us. And it'll be just a few more moments before I invite you on to the show. But before we get truly started, Dan, please share with all our listeners this evening about who you are and the great works that you are doing to contribute to being in service to others.
Okay. Well, let's see. I started my personal growth work back in 1984, and things were kind of moving along at a steady pace, I guess, until 2002, when I'm sure that a lot of your listeners are successful people right now, and they probably are in business for themselves, at least a portion of them. And like many people, to me, it was almost like a success mantra. Everywhere I turned when I was studying people who are successful and I was, you know, wanting to model their success and how they became successful, I heard over and over again that if you want to be successful, you've got to read Think and Grow Rich. So I call that the success mantra. It was kind of like drilled into my head. Everywhere I turned, the message was the same. Everybody who was at the plateau of their success or who had already made it, they had gotten there after they read Think and Grow Rich. And so I started, I bought the book, and I read it like everybody else does. In fact, it sold more than 60 million copies. And yet, I was kind of underwhelmed, to be honest with you, until, for me, the missing piece was another classic wealth wisdom treasure called the Master Key System. And once I read that book, later on, after sort of putting aside Think and Grow Rich, it was like something uncovered within the Master Key System. And I just knew that Napoleon Hill had studied this material, the Master Key System, as well. And it's like it unlocked a door for me, and I just understood Think and Grow Rich implicitly, and then I began teaching it to other people. And that, if we fast forward now to the present, that was in 2002, 2003, well, just about 3 or 4 weeks ago, I was recording what I call the Video Think and Grow Rich Success Philosophy Seminar, which is a series of, I estimate, 100 videos. And I was going through a part of Think and Grow Rich, which essentially it said that the material in Think and Grow Rich should be required of all students before they are able to get their high school diplomas. That really hit me hard, and I knew I had a calling to, in fact, encourage others to bring that about. That was what kind of planted the seeds for what we're talking about this evening, Leilani. So it almost like it opened, well, this door was open with me, and I just knew that there was a high place where I'm able to bring about substantial improvements in the lives of everyone through the way I empower them through the message within Think and Grow Rich.
And that you definitely do, Dan. You are really doing it, too. You have personally touched many, many lives, and it's safe to say worldwide as well. Our title for tonight's show is An Open Letter to the President. If you're struggling with money, we need to talk. So if you can bear with me, Dan, let's go ahead and invite our first caller to the show. Is that all right with you?
Yes, that would be wonderful. Thanks, Leilani.
Excellent. I'd like to welcome Marcus from New Hampshire on line 4 to the Universal Spiritual Connection. Aloha, Marcus.
Aloha. Yeah, one thing which is important to remember, those of us that are the true light workers and the way showers definitely have a bigger piece in this, which I see within myself. In my service is growing and expanding exponentially, is that it is our vibration and our teachings that we do collectively. Each of us has an important piece to it with a collective consciousness of the planet by putting it into the mass consciousness in our daily work. And through shows like this, which I definitely see what I can do to help in my little piece to it, is that the more that we do in putting the energy out, as both of you are doing, and reaching out through the radio, through the internet, it's putting more and more of this new Earth paradigm consciousness and the energy into it to truly integrate the true power of creation from the highest of the high dimensional levels of creation, from Creator and so forth, to the collective consciousness of the planet through us light workers working collectively together for the greater good of the whole, and eventually, like the 100 monkey theory, which is true, it works well with the human species as well. And then through our consciousness shift, it affects all life on the planet.
Which creates a ripple effect or a domino effect that ripples throughout our planet. So let me ask you this, Marcus, if I may, is that, you know, because I am very aware, even for myself as an individual, there were many, many times, you know, I would put, you know, spend a quality time manifesting a financial flow towards me. And then, of course, just as it's entering into our fields, a lot of times I would end up changing the course of this flow through many emotions of fear, judgments, whatever the case may have been, that would actually block that great manifestation, which I knew had a lot to do with my own belief system. So could you give us some insight this evening on what is it that we need to do on our end to get beyond you know, that whole dynamics of self-sabotage in ourselves and being patient with the manifestation that we're bringing in.
Okay. A big piece of it is clearing, and that we have mental and emotional patterns of behavior and parts of our personality that are repeating cycles in our lifetime, which need to be transmuted and released, where there needs to, we need to bring in the souls of everyone that was involved in all the lifetimes, which means that throughout infinity, that were involved in with you in those repeating beliefs, whether it be mental, emotional patterns, habits, and so forth. And you forgive them, ask them to forgive you, and then, and for it to be cleansed and removed by the divine, by the angels.
So let me ask you this then, and I'm going to ask our guest as well to share his own thoughts on this whole subject matter. But with that all said, okay, is do you also find that, you know, because a lot of times through just listening and observing the spiritual community, we seem to believe that we aren't spiritual enough or worthy enough through our own self-esteem to realize that we do deserve, you know, an abundance flow of the monies and all
exactly.
other types of things, you know,
exactly.
from homes to cars
yeah,
to whatever that may
myself,
be.
And this was part of my soul's journey that I need to learn. Back on the 1-year anniversary of 9/11, due to financial difficulties, I was brought down and living in a shelter. I was also volunteering with Red Cross Disaster Services that I had been doing for many years at that time. So it was the 1-year anniversary of 9/11. I was living in a shelter, but I was representing Red Cross outside of City Hall with the other members of the Red Cross that had gone to New York City, as well as a lot of other people there. And I could feel myself connecting with the entire collective consciousness of the human race, from the lowest level, which is where I was, being homeless, living in a shelter, living in and out of my car, all the way up to the highest vibration, which was who and what I truly was. And it was I was in that space for the learning experience in order for me to really do the earth's work for the consciousness of the planet. I was brought down to have that experience so that I could connect with the lowest levels of humanity, the homeless type of energy, and that consciousness level, all the way up to my true nature.
So it has
so
a lot to do with the way...
I had, and over time I've had to learn to let go and put aside my ego. I'm not saying I've done that perfectly, but I've learned a lot and already have overcome a great deal.
Yes. Yes. If I may invite our guest, Dan, to share his own thoughts, if you will. And go ahead and stay with us, Marcus, if you would. If is that all right with you? Are you okay
yes,
with
I'm
that?
Yes, I'm on my cell phone.
Oh, excellent. Okay, Dan, let us hear from you and sharing your thoughts and what we've been discussing.
Yes. Marcus mentioned some important points I'd like to elaborate on. First of all, he talks about everyone's service being to help things for the collective consciousness on the planet, to help everyone through the work we each do individually. And we know, for example, that one person can in fact change history by having what Napoleon Hill calls it a definite major purpose, where, for example, the strength of my intention, which quite frankly is to pull the economy out of the recession. And I'm doing that on a grassroots level. I'm going to invite all of our listeners tonight to participate in this and to get active in what I call the grassroots economic recovery. And through their input and involvement, we're going to create a lot of intention and power behind this intention, which the end result will be to get President Obama to do with me what President Roosevelt did back in the Great Depression in getting everybody in the country involved with changing what we're all focusing on, so that instead of, like Marcus was talking about, focusing on the fear, and well, you were talking about that too, Leilani.
Yes.
And but anyway, that's, we can talk about this in a little bit. But another thing I wanted to mention, I mean, the example that comes to mind is Mahatma Gandhi. You know, he changed the fate of a nation, and Mother Teresa did. You know, we can look back in history and name dozens of people who had the burning desire or the definite major purpose, and they were impassioned about it. They were, you know, focused on it singularly, and then they got other people to rally around that vision that they had, and then life was benefited immensely because of everybody focusing on that. And so when relating to what Marcus was talking about, where he was living in a shelter and the low self-esteem that, you know, we were talking about earlier, that's, first of all, I'd like to mention that this is epidemic, where I saw or I heard about a study one time that said that 90% of all women in a survey said that they had issues with low self-esteem. And I read even, I think it was last week, in fact, that it was somebody else quoting another survey that said 85%, I think, of all men in this new study, or new research, also had issues with low self-esteem. And the first study didn't measure men. So I think, you know, it's up there. It's 85 to 90% of the population feels like they are not worthy of having the success or the wealth or the happiness or the love that everyone is entitled to. And I argue that it is your responsibility, it is your duty, in fact, to honor the nudge that you have within you to be of service, and for you to fulfill your destiny or your dharma or your life purpose. You, in fact, need to acknowledge your inner worth and your responsibility to fulfill your inner purpose, which is what the planet is in need of at this time. And by you standing firm and doing what you love, doing what you're impassioned to do, then you are being of service, and you, in fact, need money, wealth, prosperity, abundance, whatever you want to think of it as, to fulfill the role that you are meant to serve for the collective consciousness, for the planet.
Yes. I want to go ahead and thank our caller for staying on the line with us. Marcus, you're wonderful as always. You bring up some really great and empowering and also insightful food for thought for each of us besides the truth. So I want to personally thank you for calling into the show. God bless you. Keep up the great works, Marcus. You're doing great things out there.
Can you share my contact information?
Well, please go right ahead. I'll let you share this with all of our listeners.
Okay. Basically, I teach out of the Crystal Healing Ning website, and I have my own group there. It's www.crystalhealing.ning.com. And on there, you see Soul Evolution Journey number 2, which is what I teach out of. And there's a lot of good light workers there doing the higher work. And, you know, that's my primary place that I teach out of. And I have some big plans down the road as time opens up for me to teach more. Plus, I plan on doing a lot more with the radio shows as well. I've done some very specific guidance as far as some very powerful multiple activations that I can do via using the radio show format.
Excellent.
Is, very intense. Maybe you could speak on that a little bit later, what you had told me before about responses you got from when I connected with them before.
Excellent. I will absolutely do that, Marcus. And once again, that address is www.crystalhealing.ning.com. We'd love to see you there. So come and check us out. So many blessings to you, Marcus. and I'll be keeping a sharp eye on you, young man.
Right. Well, seeing as I'm going to, through your show, will be the first one for me to bring in these new activations, or rather, the combination of activations that I want to bring through.
We are truly honored that you have chosen us as to assist in launching this greatness with you. Thank you.
Well, it's the divine, Metatron, the angels, and Creator that have chosen me to be the vessel, because I have accepted the responsibility of this work. And they've chosen me to connect and work with you first.
Oh, wonderful.
And,
I love hearing that.
This is like a combination of what I've been doing, but it's now been magnified. So.
Excellent. Well, thank you, and God bless you.
Love line blessings to you and everyone that is listening.
Thank you. Good night to you. Well, Dan, if we may just here for a moment, I'd like to personally invite all the listeners to my show page with BBS Radio. As many of you are aware of, I have a wealth of information about our guests for this evening. Our title of the show is An Open Letter to the President. If you're struggling with money, we need to talk. For all you listeners in Pal Talk, we also have that information posted up on the banner and throughout the broadcast for your convenience. I'd like to personally invite each of you to click onto the video link as we're broadcasting. You will really want to sit down and really watch this video. It's very insightful and very, very powerful. And the link is www. And I'm going to spell it for you. It's C as in Charlie, A, R as in Ralph, N as in Nancy, E as in Echo, G, I, E, Century, C, E, N, T, R, E, .com. Dan, let's invite our next caller onto the show, if we may. Is that all right with you?
Do you mind if I give people another link that might be a little bit easier for them to
Absolutely.
Okay.
Go right ahead.
This is for the... I think everybody involved would be very well served by going to Grassroots. That's Grass, G-R-A-S-S, Roots, R-O-O-T-S, economicrecovery.com. That's a page that I'm setting up where they're actually able to get this letter to the president that you spoke about in their email, and then I'm inviting them to do some coaching with me, and this is actually where I'm giving them, in fact, the if you're struggling with money, we need to talk report as well, which gives them the coaching on how to use the message within Think and Grow Rich to stop giving any of their attention, as Marcus was talking about when he was living in the shelter, this is how the recession was created in the first place, because the masses they were banging the drum of recession. Yes, 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 recession, yes, yes. That was about a year before it became official and we were in a recession. Because, as you know, what we focus on is what we get more of in our lives. And most people were focusing on what they were fearing. And then they started, lo and behold, to have problems with money. And, you know, it's a simple cause and effect. So I had to write this report called, you could think of it as Recession Proof Your Thinking. Because everybody was using their power in exactly the opposite way that we're all meant to be using it. And I had to write this report to say, wait a minute, don't give any more of your attention to what you're afraid of. Turn your attention away from that, turn in the opposite direction, and give all of your attention to that which gives you joy, inspires you, and moves you closer to your goals, desires, and dreams. And so that's what I do in that report. And they're able to get that directly. And I'm encouraging everybody listening, I hope you'll be inspired by the message to the president so that we can do now what Napoleon Hill did with President Roosevelt back to pull the country then out of depression. And it's time for us to do this now and get the country out of the recession before it gets worse and more people
are causing more struggle that was unnecessary.
I agree with you, Dan. And you know what was, as you know, as I was listening to you share this information with all of us, is that I was actually reflecting on, you know, you had made a comment about what we think is, you know, we draw to us. And,
yeah.
You know, we have sisters and brothers worldwide that are fearing, you know, the banks collapsing, the loans, institutions are collapsing, and so forth. And so people start to actually fall into that fear mode and worrying and all those things. And what we all have to remember is that this all things are energy, so it grows, and before you know it, it expands out and creates a ripple effect, and it starts to affect each and every one of us. With that all said, we also have to remember there is no separation between the two of us, so, or with anyone on this planet for that matter. So what one thinketh, it becomes everyone's reality. And we have to remind ourselves to be great stewards of our emotions, our mental, and our spiritual bodies, and be great stewards within our own personal lives as well. Wouldn't you agree, Dan?
I like how you said that. We have to be great stewards. And, yeah, that's why I talk about it as a responsibility that we each have. In fact, as I was talking about at the top of the show about the Master Key system, it's an excellent work that everybody would do well to almost memorize. It's by Charles F. Hanel. It's H-A-A-N-E-L. And he speaks about this as the watchman at the gates. In other words, your conscious mind is sort of like the watchman at the gates, where your subconscious mind, or other than conscious, shall we say, is, it just takes everything in as though it were truth. It doesn't distinguish or filter between that which is true and that which is false. And it gives you the credit as though you are already a master of your power, because you in fact have the responsibility and the duty to be the master that you were born as. So, for example, when people, like you say, if they're focusing on lack of money or the banks collapsing or whatever it is, that's all based in fear, make them become afraid, and then their subconscious mind, or other than conscious mind, which is actually, it's estimated as 5/6 of our brain is other than conscious, so our conscious mind is only 1/6 of our brain. It's like the iceberg, you know, only the small part of it is above the surface and the vast majority of it is below the surface. And just please, everybody listening to this is very serious. Take this all in and really look at how you're creating your life. Are you focusing on things that inspire you, give you joy, and move you closer to your goals, dreams, and your desires? Or are you giving most of your attention to that which causes you fear? Is it something that makes your heart sing, or does it make your stomach get into a knot? Because what you're focusing on, your other than conscious mind, 5/6 of your brain, is taking in all of that as a message. Okay, this person is focusing on this with a lot of strong feelings, which could be fear or passion, excitement, love, depending on which polarity you give that. In other words, if you're afraid of something, it's going to be a negative feeling, but it's still going to be a very powerful, strong emotion. So your subconscious or other than conscious mind is saying, this is very important to this person. He or she wants me to create more of this. And because it's such a strong feeling, that person is saying, you know, create lots more of this. So people are focusing on their fear about losing money, losing their job, not having enough to pay their bills, whatever it is. That's going to have a strong feeling. And your other than conscious mind is saying, very important. This is a command that's of the highest importance to this person for me to bring exactly more of that into his or her life. That's how we got into where we are now. That's why I need to... to write that report, Recession Proof Your Thinking.
And I will have to say, Dan, I personally know that you have helped many, many people worldwide come out of their financial challenges. And it was just simply by them trusting in themselves, trusting in the wisdom that you were sharing with them, and saying yes to themselves, knowing that they already are the empowerment, and taking full charge and responsibility and accountability for their lives. Now, with that said, okay, I'd like to say, oh, okay, right, Dan. Sure. You know, things are happening on this planet that's just totally out of my control. Where do you come thinking that it has maybe has something to do with me having the fear or the worries or all those things? It's not my fault that the banks are collapsing, or I just got laid off, or the loan institutions misused and mismanaged money. So, and I'm being affected, directly affected by these outer things. So what would you say to individuals that may be tuning in that are thinking this in the back of their minds?
That's a good question, Leilani. I'm glad you asked it. Let's first of all step back and look at, okay, the economy is quote-unquote in recession. What does that mean? That means that on an average, the average person, shall we say, has less money this year than he or she did last year. That's just the average. There are many, many people who are doing extremely well right now, and those are the people who honor their duty or their responsibility as the watchman at the gates. They're the ones who give none of their attention to any of this doom and gloom fear crap. They just turn their backs on it, and it has no power over them. They, in other words, refuse to participate in the quote-unquote recession. And, you know, these are the people that are, let's say, at 100%, or they're, you know, they're the money, their money is growing and expanding, and they're doing extremely well. They're not affected by any of this because they refuse to give it their attention and therefore their power. And then the average person, or the masses, let's say, they're the ones who have the news turned on all the time, and they're being bombarded at their other than conscious mind, again, that we mentioned earlier. They're ignoring, or they're ignorant of their role as watchmen at the gates. They don't recognize that what they focus on expands, and that's what they get more of, because it goes right into their subconscious or other than conscious mind, and then it creates, you know, more of what they're focusing on, which in this case is doom and gloom. So the masses are hurting tremendously right now, and then we take the average of the super wealthy, or the ones that are thriving right now, because they're giving none of their focus to the recession, and then the masses who are hurting, and we average that out, and that is what, you know, we call recession. What my purpose or my dharma is to get everyone focused on using their power correctly and focusing on what inspires them and gives them joy, and that will in fact then raise their income and give them the results that they seek, so that we're raising up the bar, so the average, you know, that's how we pull the economy out of recession, by getting each person individually to shift what they're giving their attention to, and therefore creating more of in their lives, to that which serves their purpose instead of that which sabotages their purpose.
Ooh, well said. And I learned this a while back, you know, was to stay focused on creating what I envisioned or choose to in my own life. Didn't mean that I didn't have the rug pulled out from underneath me, or I dealt with, or even personally dealt with some of the everyday challenges as humanity is dealing with. But I didn't allow that to seep into my inner world, and stayed very focused on continuously feeding into into what my heart's thirst was for, and that was about me personally having quality of life. And that's where I started learning to redirect. You know, I sit sometimes and observe where, you know, people will gather and that's all they want to do is talk about their fears and their worries and, you know, what's going on in our world today instead of coming together as in unity and saying, we have the empowerment not only individually, but collectively, to support each other in making our dreams a reality. On that note, I'd like to invite our next caller, Dory from Pennsylvania, on line 3 to the show. Aloha, Dory. Aloha. Are you there with us? We do have a caller.
Well, Leilani, may I just elaborate on the point you just mentioned?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay. As you stated very well, right now, I was getting the picture of like a flashpoint or a hot point. Right now, the whole collective, shall we say, is focused on the flashpoint of recession. Money is challenging, struggle. You know, like I said, the recession cheerleaders, they're banging the drum of recession, recession, recession. That's still the flashpoint right now in the economy or the society at large. And what I'm doing with grassrootseconomicrecovery.com is getting people instead to do as you said and come together, support each other, and bring the country out of recession. By having economic recovery be that flashpoint instead of economic, you know, decline, recession, struggle, challenge, which is what people are focusing on and creating more of in their lives through using their power, exactly the opposite of how we're all meant to use it.
Yes. And, you know, another food for thought that came along with that as well is that, you know, even though we may sometimes feel that we are unpenetratable or we well protected, when we are listening to this kind of communication, it also gets implanted in the subconscious mind, because that is part of its function, is to actually to receive that information and program it into correlation with some of our past experiences. So a lot of times on a subconscious level we're saying one thing, but yet we are physically acting out another whole expression.
That reminds me of something else that I wanted to hit upon that you talked about a few minutes ago, Leilani, where you were saying, like, even if things are going differently than what you would want them to be in your life, you still did not allow them to affect your inner focus, I think is how you said it.
Yes.
And that's important because what it reminded me of is that while we know that there's this universal truth that everything is cause and effect, and in this case, the message of Think and Grow Rich is that your outer world is nothing other than a reflection of the thoughts that you focus on and give your power to within your mind. So, in other words, this also answers your other question about, you know, why should I think that my life is affecting the economy at large? How does that affect me? Well, because your inner world, your thoughts that you give your attention to, are what create and cause the outer 3D, you know, global experience, society, the world, reality, whatever you want to call it. So what you were talking about there, Leilani, is it didn't allow the things happening in your life did not affect who you were inside or your inner truth. And that's because you held on to that, or you knew instinctively that the outer stuff is just the effects of the previous thoughts that you were focusing on.
Yes.
And that's what the economy is right now, just the result of people fearing that there was going to be a recession and that money was going to be hard for a while, that's where they gave their power to. And what I teach is that, no, give none of your power to that stuff, because that is only the reflection of the previous thoughts that you carelessly gave your attention to, because you were ignorant of how that works. And just from this point forward, keep all of your focus on that which gives you joy, inspires you, and moves you closer to your goals, desires, and dreams, and that will in fact then create the future that you desire, because it's just a cause and effect relationship. The things that are going on in your life now are only there because at some point you gave power to these thoughts that in fact created those experiences that you're having right now. So change your focus starting this moment, and your future will change starting from this moment on, and you will be having the experiences that you desire that support and further your goals and dreams and desires.
Yes, and many of the listeners of this show have heard me say it's the joy that fuels the passion within us to get excited about creating for ourselves and giving everyone around us the permission to do the same without any form of judgment. And, you know, it's like when someone, I'm excited when people share great things that are going on in their lives, you know, and I'm right there to support them and saying, you know, what are some of your other thoughts and ideas and so forth. Now, a great example is what I did that really inspired me was to gather a group of individuals together, and I asked them a very simple question. What does your heart thirst for? What are those dreams that you've always envisioned for yourself but never seem to be able to even, you know, launch it off the foundation? And so we celebrate and support each other in our own personal endeavors and collectively as well. And that's another great way of you know, surrounding yourself with individuals that have joy and happiness and have that thirst to create and know that they are worthy of whatever it is their heart's desires. Ooh, I like that. It worked for me, that's for sure.
I love how you state that question, Leilani, and I would encourage everyone listening to ask that question of themselves and then to answer it right now. I wrote it down. I was a newspaper reporter for 10 years, editor or reporter, and so I wrote it down as, what is it that your heart thirsts for? And just really, you know, to take the time after this call, perhaps, and really sit with that question, contemplate it, toss it around, and just really tune into what the answer is for you, because that is an enormous clue about what you are meant to be doing with your life, which, you know, when you align yourself with your dharma or your life purpose, things, that is the shortest and fastest way to become successful, happy, and wealthy, as you are meant to be. So please do honor that question, what is it that your heart thirsts for? Because then when you start focusing on that, then you turn your attention away from everything which is not in harmony with that, and then you start experiencing the results of that focus. And because you're, you know, like you talked about earlier, you're feeling very concentrated joy and happiness around what your heart thirsts for, and that is the cause of the experience that your heart thirsts for. You know, you're creating it by focusing on it and giving it your power.
Yes.
So it's a very key question there. I really honor the way you put that out there, and I hope your listeners honor that and really take that to heart and start giving that power in their lives, because they will be incredibly successful as a result of living true to what is their purpose.
Yes, and they've heard me say many, many times, it's time to let go of the smallness and be your greatness. Because each of us came in with perfection, and we still have that right here, right now. It's just a matter of us plugging into ourselves, self-love, and realizing that we had the empowerment all along. I do have a quick notation from one of our listeners, Dan, and it's from Kinder Soul. She'd like to get clarification on that web link that you gave us, and what she typed in for me was www.grass.com/economicrecovery.com, and she's saying that there is page not found for an error 404. Can you shed some light on that?
Yeah, the website is grassrootseconomicrecovery.com. So it's the words after the .com she thought it was are actually before it. grassrootseconomicrecovery.com.
Got it. So let me repeat that for all of you. And I truly want to say that I am honored that you were saying yes to you, that you were actually exploring this website and the wealth of information. And I do know firsthand through my own observation that Dan has helped many, many people pull themselves to live a life as it was meant to live. So that is www.grassrootseconomicrecovery.com. So I hope that helps you. Gosh, Dan, we're already close to having to say goodnight to each other. So I'd like to get, we're going to have Dan Moore on the show as well. So I know that all of you will be anxious to come back to receive more wonderful information from Dan. And of course, you guys know that I'll have that posted up on the show page. Also, that information will stay up on the show page as well for at least a week before it goes into archive. And so it'll be there for you also. But Dan,
yes.
Last-minute words that you would like to share with the listeners tonight before I say goodnight.
I would like to just hit upon what you just said, that it's time to let go of your smallness and be your greatness. I have a little paperweight that I bought when I was in Door County, Wisconsin, a couple summers ago. It's a quote from the Bible, in fact, and it basically says, "Be the light that you are," because each of us are meant for something substantial, and we have to honor that and be true to that which is who we are at the deepest level, and that is our path to happiness and fulfillment in all areas of our lives. So please, you know, take this very seriously. Ask yourself that question, what is it that makes your heart shine, or saying, what is it that you thirst for? Because that is an enormous part of you being successful and living the life that you were born to have.
Wow. Thank you, Dan. I wanted to let you know that our listeners, thank you for the correction in the link. It has been a true honor to have you on the show with us, Dan. We do look forward to having you your return back to the show, and we'll do a lot of great things. I'd also like to say that Dan is also a radio host with Achieve Radio, and you can find him there as well. He's got a great broadcast, helps a lot of people with powerful, powerful insight and information that can really help you to have the right tools to change your lives on a financial level. So I hope that you guys will join Dan on his own broadcast. What days do you broadcast?
It's actually, they can go right to Wealth, W-E-A-L-T-H, WealthChatRadio.com if they want to be notified of the next show that I have. There's one show that's very good right now. It's called How to Be a Millionaire.
Ooh, I'm going to be there. Well, thank you so much, Dan, for honoring all of us this evening, because we are indeed family. It's exciting. We look forward to having you come back. On that note, I would like to remind all of you, greatness starts with you. Give your sisters and brothers the permission to say yes to themselves. And remember, you are indeed the empowerment the authority of you, your worlds, and activities. God bless to each and every one of you, and good night to all.